with Valentine's Day this Sunday. And don't say we didn't warn you. We decided to tell a little love story today. And this love story is a truly cosmic tale coming to us from our friends at Radiolab.
Hey, Renee.
Hey, that's Jad Abumrad from WNYC.
And this is Robert Krolwich.
So before we get started, a quick reminder, Radiolab.
Radiolab is, to remind you, a show where we get kind of curious, explore ideas, we argue a little bit sometimes.
Right, and sometimes we just like to tell a good story. And Renee, the story we want to tell you today starts with Carl Sagan, you know, the astrophysicist, the science guy.
He was on Johnny Carson over and over and over.
Yeah, that guy. Well, in 1977, NASA asked him to make what was essentially a mixtape of the human experience, you know, put all kinds of different languages, music, all kinds of stuff on this gold record. Put the record in the spaceship, shoot it out into space.
Right. This was the Voyager Interstellar Message Project. And the thought being, what, millions of years from now, some aliens might run across the spaceship and find this record?
Somehow learn how to play it and in the process learn about us.
Oh, I thought this was supposed to be a Valentine's story. So far, I'm not hearing the love story.
Well, it's a Valentine's Day story in a roundabout sort of way because the creative director of that project was a woman named Annie Druyan, who Carl Sagan would later marry. And I visited Annie at her home one day, and we sat in the backyard near a waterfall, and she told me about the romantic vision behind the project.
It was a chance to tell something of what life on Earth was like to beings of perhaps 1,000 million years from now. If that didn't raise goosebumps, then you'd have to be made of wood. It was also the season that Carl Sagan and I fell so madly in love with each other. And here we were taking on this mythic challenge and knowing that before it was done, two spacecraft would lift off from the planet Earth, moving at an average speed of 35,000 miles an hour for the next 1,000 million years. And on it would be a kiss. A mother's first words to her newborn baby.
Oh, come on now.
Mozart. Bach. Beethoven. Greetings in the 59 most populous human languages.
Shalom.
Hello from the children of planet Earth.
As well as one non-human language, the greetings of the humpback whales. And it was a sacred undertaking because it was saying, we want to be citizens of the cosmos. We want you to know about us.
Tell me about the moment you fell in love with Carl Sagan. You said it was during the Voyager compilation.
It was on June 1st, 1977. I had been looking for some time for that piece of Chinese music that we could put on the Voyager record and not feel like idiots. And I was very excited because I'd finally found a ethnomusicologist, composer at Columbia University, who told me without a moment's hesitation that this piece, Flowing Streams, which was one of the oldest pieces of Chinese music, 2,500 years old, was the piece we should put on the record. So I called Carl, who was traveling, and we had been alone many times during the making of the record and as friends for 3 years. And we had these wonderful, soaring conversations, but we had both been completely just professional about everything and as friends. And he wasn't there, left a message. Hour later, phone rings, pick up the phone, and I hear this wonderful voice. And he said, I get back to my hotel room and I find this message and it says, Annie called. And I say to myself, why didn't you leave me this message 10 years ago? And my heart completely skipped a beat. I can still remember it so perfectly. And I said, for keeps? And he said, you mean get married? And I said, yes. And we had never kissed. We had never, you know, even had any kind of personal discussion before. We both hung up the phone and I just screamed out loud. I remember it so well because it was this great eureka moment. And then the phone rang and I was thinking, oh, you know, like, and the phone rang and it was Carl and he said, I just want to make sure that really happened. We're getting married, right? And I said, yeah, we're getting married. He said, okay, just wanted to make sure. And spacecraft lifted off on August 20th, and August 22nd, we told everyone involved, and we were together from that moment until his death in 1996 in December.
Wow, talk about romantic, my God.
It was so romantic. And I had asked Carl whether or not it would be possible to compress the impulses in one's brain and nervous system into sound and then put that sound on the record and then think that perhaps the extraterrestrials of the future would be able to reconstitute that data into thought. And he looked at me in beautiful May Day in New York City and said, well, you know, why don't you go do it? Because who knows? You know, who knows what's possible in 1,000,000,000 years? And so my brainwaves and REM, every little sound that my body was making was recorded at Bellevue Hospital in New York. This was 2 days after Carl and I declared our love for each other. And so part of what I was feeling in the recording of my brainwaves, part of what I was thinking in this meditation was about the wonder of love and of being in love and to know it's on those two spacecraft. Even now, in my, whenever I'm down, you know, I'm thinking, and still they move 35,000 miles an hour, leaving our solar system for the great wide open sea of interstellar space.
Gosh, that is so romantic. I mean, your brain and body in love hurtling through the cosmos for the next billion years. Well, Robert, Jed, thank you for sharing that one with
us. You're welcome.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us.
And that's Jed Abumrad and Robert Krowich sending us a Valentine from the show Radiolab, a production of WNYC. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.